clear his throat there, people. Welcome to Comical Episode 6, I think it is.
Episode 6. Heck yeah. And Game 1.
Game 1, yes. And today, we have a few little surprises for everybody.
Little, he says.
Yes. Like Stuart.
I see.
And
so, hey, I just got that. Anyway, continue.
And so we have the mats, finally. And they're so I was going to say beautiful, but then I was going to say pretty. I'm going to say prettiful.
They are prettiful. Prettiful indeed.
And so they look great. I think they look great on camera. It's going to help everyone be able to see a lot better anyone just listening auditorily. They look great and just gonna make us playing everything else look a little bit better. I do wish these were a little bit more up though.
Yeah, same here, and we can do that in future designs for them. But you know, this is just like very prototypey right now.
It looks good for now.
It gives people the idea that we've been trying to put forward this whole time.
Exactly. That's
the most important thing.
Exactly.
So, we're a little low on dice today. So, I don't know how we plan on deciding who goes first and who goes second.
We can roll the D20.
We can roll the D20, though, to decide. I'm pretty good at rolling D20s, though. I've been DMing D&D for quite some time. Ooh, your spoon. You got a 10, Garrett.
Okay.
Let's see what I get in return for that.
And that one.
We'll see about that. Was that a 17?
It's a 12.
A 12! That's more than a 10, which means James goes first, which does not happen often.
James needs to stop speaking to himself in the third person.
There's nothing wrong with the third person. So here's what I'm going to do.
So another thing, real quick, that some people can probably see that is on my side is that... And by the title as well, we are going to be playing comical, but every single time one of our characters gets defeated, we are going to be taking a shot of hot sauce, which should be fun and a little worrisome, because sometimes characters just be getting defeated, like you're just using them as meat shields and they're just getting wiped left and right.
These are true statements.
So, not too fun there, but that is what we're going to be doing. And I'm going to just put this right over here for either one of us. That's you're sweating already. You haven't even taken any hot sauce yet.
Not yet, I haven't. But I do get to go first. I do have plans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. I mulligan.
That bad?
Yeah, I don't have...
I draw.
I don't have playable characters in that hand.
Oh my goodness.
I literally could not have played anything. I didn't get a single playable character in that hand. That's the first time I've ever not gotten a playable character.
Oh man.
In the dozens and dozens of times I've played, I've never once had like no characters in my initial hand.
I've had close to that before.
I mean, yeah, but having close and... No, that's different. All right, so I've mulliganed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Great. Let's hope this one is better.
Oof.
You didn't see anything.
Had some trouble there.
You did not see anything.
What? This is like the same ones I had. Ooh, the luck of the draw, as they say.
Whatever. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We'll make it work. Yeah.
James' turn first.
It is like five of the same cards I had. Yes.
Unfortunate.
Everyone's waiting on you, James.
Okay. I play Wall Woman in the middle, and I'll set up a wall immediately in front of her to protect her. Then in the background, for 200 credits, I play Superfan, and I go search my deck for a side character to add to my hand.
What?
a specific side character. Here we go.
Maybe they're not in that deck.
Sure they are.
I wonder who he could have gotten. I wonder. There's so many possibilities in that deck. There actually are. There's a good bit of good side characters in that deck. Could have been Mouse Boy. Could have been Unqualified Guard.
I only have 100 credits left. I end my turn.
Okay. So that was the prologue done for him. And now he's done for good.
We'll see about that.
I'm bluffing. I'm going to play...
Oh, event.
Yeah, the League of Villainous Evil to be able to go pull any villain card from my deck.
Okay.
And I'm really scared that he has a... I'm really scared that he has a... what is it?
An Unqualified Guard or something?
Oh, man, no, wait. I don't want to do that.
Ooh, but he already played it, people.
Oh, he already played it. I thought about it in my head after the fact.
Well, in this competitive game of Comical, no takesy backsies. If we have hot sauce on the line.
Oh, no, I thought about it after the fact of what I wanted to do.
You play it as it lies, Garrett. You play it as it lies.
That's fine. I can work with this.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, Are you finished, actually, or do you...
No, I'm not. I played one card.
I'll tell the people what's going on next. So, November 2nd is going to be our big event that we're doing over at the Little Con at Little Wars over off Jefferson and Baton Rouge. And we're going to be there in November. We're going to have two separate areas that we're going to work out of. We're going to try to set up a playtest table for the game over there. We are also going to set up a booth over there as well to get the word out for the game. Hopefully by then we'll be able to start working on maybe pre-sales. We're not sure yet, but that's going to be the goal, so we can potentially start working on getting the card game out to the public.
All right, Jamie.
Oh, you got to play?
I play Shroom.
Okay.
Dr. Shroom.
Okay.
In my rightmost lane. And with that, I can go search my deck for a Shroom Bot, which, and play it behind him.
Okay.
Which he's right there. And now, that is going to be...
Your turn?
No, I'm going to step him up.
Step him up. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That's the end of my turn.
All right, end of his turn. So I will go ahead. I will gain 100 credits per turn plus 50 per character. So I'm going to be at 300 credits. I draw.
What did you draw into, James?
They'll find out shortly.
James, what was that game you were talking to me about earlier?
The what I was talking to you about earlier?
Game.
Oh, Dragon Ball Sparking and how it just came out and it's blown up the internet and stuff?
Has it?
Yeah, it's been pretty big.
It at all.
You haven't?
No.
That's kind of surprising, Garrett.
What? I'm not that big into Dragon Ball. I like Dragon Ball.
So let me ask you something. With Wall Mummon's ability, can she not attack her wall?
No, she can attack the wall.
So no, she can't attack over the wall.
No, she can't attack over the wall. No, there's nothing.
Well, she can now. I play raining projectiles on Wall Woman. So she can now attack any position with 90 damage. And I have her destroy your Shroom Bot. Ooh. Ooh, we all know what that means.
Mm.
Hey. Tasty. Tasty, tasty.
Don't you open it over there. Now you have to hand it to me across the thing open. That's so unnecessary.
Well,
I could have opened
I needed to make sure your wrists were good enough to open it, Garrett. You know, and I can't be too sure on that. Poor Garrett. Should have played the Shroom Bot in front of Wall Woman, man.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Man, that does not want to come out. That is some chunky Tabasco sauce.
It is chunky.
Probably should have de-thawed it first.
It wasn't in the fridge.
Oh.
It's just on the desk.
That's right. But anyway, Dragon Ball Sparking. Great game. Definitely worth a play. Oh, Garrett. It's not that bad. It's just Tabasco sauce. Did you not grow up eating Tabasco sauce with various chicken and
I don't like Tabasco sauce that much. I went to the Tabasco factory, though.
Ah, interesting.
But I don't like Tabasco sauce.
It's like the Cheesecake Factory, but for spicy things.
Should I forfeit?
You can!
No, I'm not going to forfeit. Dang it.
Oh, man. Ooh. Poor Garrett. Poor Garrett. Not tasty, he says. Not tasty.
That sucks. Oh, that's horrible.
Sure is.
Why are you leaving this on the
thing? Oh, oops. Sorry. I end my turn.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a lot of cursing in this episode.
On the bright side, at least you get to play.
I pull, like, up to 100 credits. Oh, my God. 150. Oh. It's such a kick. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and play
questioning
corrupt official.
Corrupt official. Okay.
For 100, putting me down to nothing, and then giving me 300. So I'm up to 300 credits.
Okay. He's going to combo off here.
A wombo combo.
He'll try.
Oh my god. Whew.
yes.
Man, I don't know what you have in store.
You don't.
No, I don't.
The hero should not be evil laughing right now.
No, they shouldn't. Ugh. I'm gonna spend. No, I don't even really want to do that. I'm not gonna spend anything more. So
okay.
I'm at 350 right now. Ugh. Okay, I'm at 350. I attack your base for 70.
I take 70. Go down to 230.
So you're at 230. I'm at 210. No, I haven't taken damage yet.
No, you have not.
All right, that's where I end my turn.
Turn two. 200 credits for turn. Two characters. 300 credits. I will draw.
My stomach is not going to like me after this.
You what?
So my stomach is not going to like me after this.
I feel that. I go down to 100 credits. I play Arrow behind Wall Woman, which will buffer attack up to 100. And Wall Woman will attack your open position for 100 points of damage.
Okay.
Garrett's down to 200. I end my turn.
Okay. So turn two, again, 200, 150. I'm up to 600 credits. Ugh. Man. All right, draw a card. Woo. I can't really do anything.
You could attack with Dr. Shroom and end your turn.
Well, I might have to.
That bad, huh?
Man, that's rough. I think, what you were saying about Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty good game so far, though.
So, fighting game?
I've only played Goku's storyline so far, but what they have made for him has been pretty good. Pretty good. So, I'm not disappointed at all with what I've played so far, but I haven't played much of it. Only just like a couple hours worth of the game. So, yeah.
My turn is turn three.
Whoa. I only gained 200 credits for turn. Whenever you pass, it'll be turn three.
Yeah, that's what I said. Next turn, it'll be turn three.
Oh, I thought you said this turn is turn three. My mistake.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Pinhead.
Who you calling Pinhead?
Let's see. So if you don't take out any of my characters, 100. Oh, man. Oh, Brodo.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Okay, so yeah, I think I'm just going to have to do that.
You going to pass or attack me and pass?
I attacked with Dr. Shroom for sure.
Okay.
For so 70.
Another 70, which will put me down to 160, I believe.
160.
Yep.
And then I'm just going to play Catnapper for 200.
Oh, no.
And okay. I'm not going to use her ability.
Oh, that's smart.
And that's it.
Very smart. Okay.
And I'm also going to attack with her for 20.
I'll take 20 points of damage and go down to 140. My turn will then happen. I draw for my turn. I go up to 300 for turn. 150, so I'm at 550 right now as far as my credits. Now, do you think, does raining projectiles allow Wall Woman to hit over her own wall? Because it lets her hit any position?
I don't know. It's such a hyper-specific thing.
I know.
I would say no, but I don't know. Rain projectiles does allow you to hit any position.
That's fine. I'm going to go to 250. I play Unqualified Guard.
Ooh.
I'll have Unqualified Guard shoot the corrupt official and Wall Woman destroy Catnapper.
Oh!
Man. Oh, man, Garrett. Garrett takes L's.
No.
Unfortunate.
Can I just do one really big, or do I have to do two small?
Just one big one. How about that? The way he has to tap it to get it out. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Garrett. Oh, Garrett. This is not the worst idea you've come up with.
What was the worst idea I've come up with?
I don't know. You haven't come up with any too terrible ideas yet.
Oh my god. That's so much.
Sure. It's soup. It's soup. It's tomato
Dave, stop,
basil
stop,
soup.
Stop making me laugh. Stop it. Wait.
Oh man. Oh. He took it like a champ. Oh man. Oh my goodness. Oh, Garrett. Garrett. Not in front of the people, Garrett. Oh man. That is unfortunate.
Why did we do this? It was a stupid idea, was it?
It was your idea. Hey, I'm liking it though. I'm liking it though so far. You know why I'm liking it?
Oh my. Okay. Right, 300.
Yes.
I go to 700. 750. I draw a card.
All right.
Oh. Man. Whew. I live for now.
We'll see about that.
I played MacGuffin Goblin.
Oh!
Audrey Dr. Shroom.
Oh no. You might just win. I think if he searches the Might Gym, he straight up wins the game. What? Or do I live on one health? He doesn't have super strength.
He does not have super strength. Okay. Plus 40. Plus 20, it's 40. Yeah. Yeah, James.
My gym.
You lose.
Wait, I straight up lose?
You lose. 70 plus 20 plus 20 for a total of plus 40 plus 40. He gets a plus 80 to his stats. What, it's 70?
That's 150.
He attacks for 150 of 140.
Do I hot sauce for that?
You lose. Yes, you hot sauce for that. You take a base coup for that.
Damn it.
Oh, wait.
Isn't that yours? Dirty boy. Yeah, I'm getting behind my ears, Gary.
Oh, man.
Man, this stuff really is stuck in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all worth it in the end.
Delicious. I love raw Tabasco. It really clears out the pores. Yeah. Yeah. We'll go to game two now.
Oh my
God. After James.
Whew.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So worth it.
Oh, man.
So worth it. Oh, I feel my whole insides being... I feel my sinuses just being cleared up.
On the bright side, me too, a little bit, surprisingly.
Wow. That sucks, though. It is not tasty like that at all.
You got some milk in this joint?
Maybe.
No, we have to suffer, James. You have a drink.
No, I don't. I'm out.
What? I don't have a drink.
It's empty.
Yeah.
It's just to make me feel like I do.
All right, but thank you everyone for watching game one of Comical, and for anyone listening to our Libra, we're going to go straight over to game two. A very good first game, James. You fought valiantly, but alas. You didn't even get all of it off of there. You didn't even get all of it off the spoon. Gross. Gross. I can't imagine that was better. But thank you everyone for watching. We're going to straight over to game two. All right. Well, welcome everyone to game two of Comical, episode six, where we are continuing our hot sauce challenge for every character that gets defeated. We will be taking a shot of hot sauce.
Whew. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Garrett just got lucky last game.
No, I strategized and you lost because you lost sight of what was important.
Winning.
Yeah, winning. Because you could have hit me for 100.
I could have?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Now you put all your characters in defensive positions.
That's right, and you had to KO them.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm smart.
Oh.
I was really worried about you having one hit.
One hit would have gone hard.
If you would have had one hit, I would have been KO'd.
Oh, man.
That's what I was really scared about, is you having, if you just like pulling out one hit and then being like, okay, you lose. That would have been, or what was that, James? A little cough?
Yes.
Oh, I'm fine with taking the hot sauce if it means... if it means victory in the long run.
Do I go first since I lost?
You can.
Okay. For my first turn, I pass my turn.
That's not suspicious.
A little.
A little. Okay, this is interesting. I'm gonna go ahead and I mean, I don't know. Maybe that. Maybe this. I want to play Dr. Shroom for 700.
Oh, okay.
And then that allows me to play a Shroom Bot behind him, which I already had.
Okay.
And then with that, I'm going to play Corrupt Official behind him for 100. So I use that 300. I got to add 200. I go up to 500. So I'm at 500 credits. And then that is where I'm going to end my turn.
All right. So I draw for turn.
Yes.
And for 600 credits, I'm at 1,100 credits currently. In my open space, I play Glass Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Then, for 200 credits, I play Mouse Boy, and I'll search any asset.
Okay, I thought you were able to attach a one hit to him. I was going to be like, oh my goodness, you can hit for 220 off rip.
That'd be wild.
So you're at 200 credits though?
Yes.
It's all good by me. It's fine by me.
I will, for 100 credits, play a Justice Bat on the Glass Cannon. Oh. So he's swinging for 130 now.
Okay.
And I don't have enough money for my last thing. I will attack you directly for 130.
Oh.
Putting you down to 170.
170 off rip. Oh, that sucks. Okay. That's why we're doing all right. Doing all right. So turn one, I'll draw a card. I'm going to gain 100 for turn, and I'm gaining 150 for those. So I'm going to be at 750. 750. Whew. So I'm at 750 now. Ugh. Man. With that 750, I'm going to go ahead and on Dr. Shroom, I'm going to go ahead and attach the MacGuffin Gauntlet.
No, there's no way.
Bro. Oh. Bro.
That sucks.
Oop.
And then I'm going to go search. So, James, how are you feeling now?
A little scared, not going to lie.
A little scared?
A little worried.
You should be.
You...
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think I know what I want to do. Where is it? Where are you?
And I'm so sorry. You know that was coming. You know that was coming, everybody.
That's what I want.
Garrett shuffling skillfully over there. Skullfully? Very, very skillfully.
Skillfully.
Scovelfully, you might say.
Oh, Zotai. Hey.
Pretty good. I wonder how many Scovels Tabasco has. Probably not that many.
Probably not. It doesn't leave a lingering. It's just an initial hit. It's like, bang.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
That's fair.
And then you're like, okay.
Getting punched in the face.
That is what it's like. It's like getting punched in the face. All right. So. What I'm going to do is I'm going to attach the Void Gem.
I see. That's not good.
And what I'm going to do.
Oh no.
I'm gonna go ahead and move Mouse boy over here. I'm gonna move you right here.
Does Mouse Boy instantly die?
No, because I don't have matter manipulation.
I see.
Doesn't really matter that much though, because I'm gonna move Trimbot up, and then I'm going to attack him for whatever it is, like 20, 20, 40, plus 40, 110. He's in. He's done for.
Yeah, but in return, he takes...
So he attacks for 130 right now.
And he attacks for 130. He's got 70D. So he's only at 30 life after this exchange.
Yep.
I don't know if I have a way to
recover. Well, I'm more than that because I get plus 20.
So both these guys die.
Actually, I get plus 20 for each. So I'm at 40, 40... Or 20, 20. So I'm at 40... So I'm going to get hit for 20 damage.
And that's right.
And I have 40 more health, so...
They both die.
Yeah. I'm at 110 health.
And James has to take...
the hot sauce.
This sucks. Whose dumb idea was this anyway?
I have no idea. Okay.
And how could you not make money with such a terrible... No. What was it? It was the fish from that one episode of SpongeBob. They do
one really big scoop. Fine.
That's almost the whole thing. Very well.
Oh, and morale goes down by 10, so it's at 40 now.
Yeah. It's just another average day in the world of comical.
Oh, James, you're leaking the thing, the hot sauce.
Oops.
Gross. Put it on the table. Don't put it on the mat. Don't put it on the mat.
I'll put it on my old.
Anyways.
Oh.
Well, that could have gone worse.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anything else?
I'm at 50 credits now, so now it's been my turn.
Is this turn two or three?
Two.
I go to 400 credits.
Woo.
Draw. I can't play anything.
All right. And with change of turn, it also goes, morale goes down by another... So it's at 30 now. Morale's at 30.
So you get 100 discount?
Yep. So I'm going to draw a card. I get 150 from my character, so I go up to 200. And it's turn two, so I'm at 400 credits. With that, I'm going to equip the Might Gem.
Shit.
Language.
I'm sorry. This isn't comical and filtered.
I'm going to quit the Might Gem for a plus 42 attack with another plus 20. So now I'm sitting at, I was at 130 before, so I'm 150, 190 plus 30 for his. So I'm attacking for 190, 220.
Do I lose?
What were you? Did you get attacked before? Did I attack you?
I guess not. I'm at 80 health.
I don't think I attacked you at all.
I still have a small chance.
Right? No, because turn one, turn one was last turn I came. Yep.
Sounds right.
Yep, so, and I go down to 100 credits.
Oh my goodness.
Your turn.
Turn three?
Turn three.
300 credits. Those lingering effects, man.
Yeah.
700. Well, I might not win this. I'm going to get you back. I play Wall Woman. And Wall Woman sets up a wall in front of Dr. Shroom. And then she attacks the Shroom Bot for 70 damage.
Oh my goodness. You are so petty.
While Garrett drinks, I'm going to fix this mic stand.
Oh. Oh, petty. Oh, no, I hate this. I was hoping I didn't have to do this.
Erin, can I set up a wall?
Yeah, she does. Where? In front of Dr. Shroom. So he can't hit me directly. Just an average game of comical. This was your idea, Garrett.
You got it?
I think. Okay. Well, it'll be okay. I'm gonna get this thing working. Ah! Garrett. His screams of pain. You know what this reminds me of? There was an episode of Adventure Time whenever Princess Bubblegum was trying to get Ice King to howl in pain. And you're kind of reminding me of Ice King's howls of pain. Because, remember, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He brought out the iron gauntlets or whatever that starts beating him up.
Okay. I'm salivating.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how it goes.
That's all you're doing for your turn?
It's all I can do.
Okay.
I end my turn.
I draw a card. It's turn two or three?
It is turn three.
Turn three. So I gain 300 credits. I go up to 400 plus two. I go to 500.
Oh, man.
Morale doesn't change. For 300 credits, going down to 200. I'm going to play the actuality gym.
Holy shit! James! I'm sorry, guys! it's the hot sauce!
And then I'm going to play brainstorm.
You gotta be kidding me!
And I'm going to discard Western Sandoff. I'm gonna go draw a card.
You know, you're only gonna hurt yourself. Because Wall Woman's gonna attack him.
No, she's not.
How? Are you gonna beat me in one turn?
Maybe I am.
I know Raining Projectiles isn't in that deck.
No, it's not.
Do you have the Void Gem? Wait a second. You can go get the Void Gem.
James. You're so naive.
Garrett.
You want to know why you're so naive, James?
Why is that?
Because I already had the Void Gem.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
And so now...
I see.
And so now... Jamethy.
Garrett, it's not what it looks like.
He said it's not what it looks like. I get plus 20, plus 20, plus 20, plus 20, plus 20. So plus 100. 40. Plus 100 because this gives me plus an extra plus 20 being magic. So I get plus 100, so 170, plus 40. I'm at... What is 170 plus 210? I'm at 210.
Yeah, that would probably
kill me. And I'm going to use the Void Gem's ability to move myself over here. And I'm going to attack you for 210.
This is the first episode of Comical where Garrett wins both games. I lose.
And you lose.
Woo! Take that hot sauce!
Ooh, yeah, I'm doing it.
We want a big scoop.
Yeah. Back in high school, I used to do Reese's Puff commercials, and they called me Big Scoop. It was my rapper name. Come on.
The whole thing.
God damn it. I tried to say an outro, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm very good at that.
If you like that episode of Comical, subscribe to our Patreon. Oh,
man.
James is going to try to go get some water in a second.
Oh, wow.
What a sight.
I thought you fixed that.
Well, you know, we don't have the big budgets of the other company, so we can't. I'm gonna fix that. Anyway, thank
you everyone for watching. Really appreciate everyone. Please feel free to like and subscribe. We really appreciate everyone, or everyone that follows or downloads the podcast. Again, really appreciate you. We're going to go over to the unfiltered episodes. All right. Thank you, everyone. Later.
See ya.